All around the world, a toothy, furry plushie named Labubu is causing a frenzy. In this week's Word of the Week, NPR's Juliana Kim explores the meaning and story behind Labubu and what its popularity tells us about today's consumers.
It looks like a monster from Where the Wild Things Are, but when Hong Kong artist Ka Sing Lung created the character, he was setting out to draw an elf, inspired by the Nordic fairy tales he read as a child. Labubu is one of the characters in his illustrated book series called The Monsters that debuted in 2015. A few years later, Lung teamed up with the Chinese toy company Pop Mart, and from there, the plushie became a global sensation. They're kind-hearted and eager to help, though their good intentions can sometimes lead to chaos. Today, Labubu sparked long lines outside toy stores, sell out online within minutes, and resell on secondary markets for double or triple their original price. Last week, a life-size Labubu figurine sold for six figures in China, according to Yongle Auction. But what exactly is a Labubu? Well, it's a plushie doll that comes in a range of sizes, but the most popular are sold in so-called blind boxes, meaning what's inside is a surprise.
So I think it's evolved into something that feels like a very new phenomenon, but I feel like it probably has some roots in the Japanese lucky bags.
Michelle Parnett Dwyer, a curator at the Strong Museum of Play in Rochester, New York, says those bags were full of leftover merchandise. She showed me a blind box toy she recently bought. It was from a series of classic Disney character plushies. The one she got was Daisy Duck.
Is that the one you wanted?
Yeah. Well, so yes. Yes, I wanted Daisy or Minnie. So
that's amazing.
I don't wear her on my bag yet. She's in the bag.
Okay.
She says there's been a long-standing fascination with mystery, like with cereal box prizes and capsule toys from vending machines, even trading cards such as Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh.
I think there's a lot of things where the popularity among adults or young adults stems from childhood nostalgia of, I want to have this little stuffy or this little prize. In a nostalgia-based.
Parnett Dwyer says reconnecting with your inner child is ultimately a good thing. It helps us have fun, engage with one another, and stay young. Juliana Kim, NPR News.